In the news this week, the Labour Party announces its commitment to introducing a comprehensive conversion therapy law. The government's new university free speech czar warns that society must learn to embrace debate rather than cancel it. And in Texas, abortions have dropped by more than 99% following the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Hello. The Labour Party has announced its commitment to imposing a comprehensive conversion therapy ban. Shadow Women and Equality Secretary Annalise Dodds set out the proposals at the party conference.
We will deliver where the Conservatives have failed by bringing in a full no loopholes, trans-inclusive ban on conversion therapy.
The government has delayed publishing a draft bill on conversion therapy after previously saying it would undergo pre-legislative scrutiny by a joint committee in this parliamentary session. In her speech, Dodds promised that if Labour comes to power after the next general election, it would also amend the law on changing legal sex.
And conference, we will modernise the gender recognition law to a new process while continuing to support the implementation of the Equality Act that protects everyone.
The government's free speech czar has called on students to show greater tolerance for views they don't like. Professor Arif Ahmed, the new Director for Freedom of Speech and Academic Freedom at the Office for Students, told students at King's College London that free speech is paramount for both universities and society. It is essential for our society to function that we settle disputes not through violence but through discussion. For this to happen, it is essential that we learn to tolerate views and the expression of views that we might find wrong-headed and even appalling. The Higher Education Freedom of Speech Act, which became law in May, puts a new duty on universities in England to actively promote free speech. Professor Ahmed will be able to investigate complaints of no platforming under a system expected to come into force next August. A disability campaigner has urged MSPs to reject a bill to legalise assisted suicide in Scotland, saying it is a dangerous proposition which risks opening a Pandora's box. Writing in the Herald, Dr. Miro Griffiths, who has progressive life-limiting conditions, argued the practice is inherently unsafe. He pointed out that where assisted suicide has been legalised, eligibility criteria inevitably expand and vulnerable people like him feel pressured into asking for help to kill themselves. Supporters of assisted dying describe their desire for a narrow, safe law, but the truth is they cannot guarantee this, no matter how the law is drafted. Safeguards fail, are eroded, and are dispensed with. Laws expand. When this happens, disabled people, the poor, the vulnerable, and the marginalised are worst affected. The only sure way to avoid abuses and permissive legislation is to keep the Pandora's box of assisted dying closed. And finally, the number of abortions in Texas has tumbled following the US Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. Between January and May 2022, prior to the court ruling, more than 14,500 abortions took place in Texas. In the same period in 2023, this had fallen to just 22 after Texas politicians outlawed abortion in all circumstances except for health and emergency reasons. North Carolina has also seen a marked drop following a recent legislative change. A ban on abortion after 12 weeks and a 72-hour waiting period came into effect on the 1st of July this year. As a result, the number of abortions dropped from more than 4,200 in June to fewer than 3,000 in July. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.